This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And I think I better do that again because today we're going to talk about wolves. Hello! Did you see how I did that? How I hit a note and then I lowered it just like a little bit? If you do that, you hit that note, any note, but preferably one like I just did, medium high. You hold it for a while, and then you slide down a half note or even a full note, just a little bit, as little as you can. Slide down. And if that doesn't work, slide down again. And what you'll find is any dog who's prone to howling, any dog who howls at other dogs howling, coyotes in the distance, ambulances, any dog like that is going to join you. So I'm going to do it one more time. Ow! So you hold the note. Ow! And then you go down. Ow! It doesn't sound great to us, but for some reason, it compels them to hit the note you hit last and then correct your song. It's very interesting. They don't like that sound, but it's almost like they can't help themselves. So I can get a whole room of dogs howling before I go on stage. Sometimes I do that. Yeah, because I like it. I love it. Okay, so we're going to talk about wolves today. We are. Today's riddle of the day is, what does animal rescue have in common? What animal, in other words, being rescued has something to do with a very popular mixed cocktail, alcoholic beverage, mixed cocktail that people love in Canada, but I rarely see anywhere else in the world. Okay, that's a pretty good riddle. You know, I have to come up with really hard riddles because Google will answer them otherwise. But after we do it once, Google knows. Yes, the word, so we can never do it again. But okay, we've got our riddle question, I'm happy to say. And now we're going to move on. Have you ever wondered about wolves in general? Like, are they stronger than dogs? Stuff like that. Well, I sure do. I used to have a dog that I was convinced was a wolf cross. This is before you could send their spit away and find out for sure. So I never knew exactly. But at the age of 7, he started killing things like squirrels and with incredible ability. You know, I'd visit someone's house and hear from them the next day. He'd be in the yard with their dog playing, and the next day I'd hear from them, does your dog kill squirrels? You're like, uh-oh, what did he do? And they're like, well, we had an infestation and now we have a pile of dead squirrels, so thank you. You know, this kind of thing. He was really good at it. Okay, so I do suspect he was a wolf cross, but to most people he looked like a border collie lab shepherd cross, a black one with a white chest, pointy ears. Oh, he's a lovely dog. Anyway, that was Mike the dog. So what about wolves? Like, how cool are they? What can they do that we can't do? Well, a wolf's sense of smell is 100 times stronger than mine. And I got a really good sense of smell. So 100 times stronger than the average human. I can actually smell an ear infection on a dog from a few feet away. So I'm a pretty good sniffer, but I don't come anywhere close to a wolf. They have peripheral vision, so side to side, that's way wider than ours because of where their eyes are placed on their head. So that's kind of interesting. And normally they travel at about 5 miles per hour, 8 kilometers. But if they want to, like for a kill sprint or a chase, they can hit up to 70 kilometers an hour. So like 40 miles, a little bit more. It's pretty impressive. Yes. Okay. Now, they're carnivores. Everyone knows that. But it's opportunistic. So if there's a rat infestation somewhere and it's in their territory, that's what they're going to eat. In fact, in lean times, up to 90% of their diet might be rodents. So keep that in mind. But they do like to make a kill as a group. And they consume 5 to 7 pounds of meat a day each. So that's some things about wolves. And why are we talking so much about wolves? Because wolves are in the news, and it's a very hot topic here. In Alberta and BC, they let people kill wolves from helicopters. And sometimes they do it, it seems, in a way that the SPCA and the fur bearers and other animal welfare organizations think is horrible. And I'm going to explain all that. And I'm going to explain what you can do. And maybe you'll take a side. I don't know. Maybe I'll give you enough information for you to go and think about it or research it yourself and figure out what you want to do. But first, let's understand the wolf a little bit. So an adult male, the biggest ones, are probably around 110 pounds. And the females are probably around 100 pounds, the big, big ones. The pack is a tight-knit thing. It's usually a dominant male and female and whatever offspring from years before that they let stay. So those will be submissives. Okay, so that's the pack. The pack's territory can be over 1,000 square miles. It's huge in places like Canada or even Alaska. And why do they howl? Well, they communicate up to 10 miles away. I would suggest further, but to dispersed pack members, to other species, to competitors, it's all about territory and communication. So I find it really interesting to talk about the bite force. Have you ever wondered, like, how does a pit bull compare to a wolf? Or how does a Pyrenee or I don't know, a Labrador compare to a wolf? You know, what do you think? Well, when we come back after the break, we'll talk about that. And I'm also going to remind you, the riddle of the day is, what animal rescue effort, what animal that they're trying to rescue and they help rehabilitate, let's say, what animal has something to do with the very, very popular cocktail in Canada? All right, think about that on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. We'll be back after the break.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party on Pet Life Radio, and I taught you how to howl. Do you know how to howl to get the dogs going? You hit that note, and you hit it long, almost till you can't hold it anymore if you're not a singer. If you're a singer, about halfway. And then you lower it a note, and if that doesn't work, lower it another note. Howl. That's the short version, but that would get my poodles going. It certainly would. And they would stick their heads in the air and they would join in and their eyes would glaze over. And it's pretty amusing to me. I don't know why I like it so much, but I do. Okay, so bite force. That's what I said I'd talk about. So here we go. The gray wolf has a bite force of 400 PSI. So that's pounds per square inch, 400. But let me just qualify that. That is its average. Okay, he's like chewing, maybe little squirrels, you know, stuff like that. Okay, so 400 PSI. How does that compare to the dog? The average domestic dog is around 200 to 250 PSI. So about half as strong as a wolf. But not all dogs are the same, as you all know. So what about the mastiffs and the pit bulls? Well, pit bulls actually not so strong as you might think. 235. So that's in the range of average in the dog world. German Shepherds are at 238, a little bit more than pit bulls. Interesting, right? Didn't think that. So it's more about behavior. and what the dog was bred for years, and what your dog may have, what his family was bred for before you found him or rescued him. Was he bred to be a guardian dog, like a German Shepherd, guardian of livestock and family, or was he bred to fight in a ring? Yeah, it's not the jaw itself. Okay, so, but what about the mastiffs? Yeah. Now, this is where the dog world really takes a step up. So the mastiff, I'm just trying to get it right. I want to make sure I've got my notes handy. The mastiff is 550 PSI. So we're talking, let's see how that compared to the wolf. The wolf was 400. So one-fifth more strong than a wolf is the mastiff. Now, that's just an English mastiff, the goofy kind, you know, with the wrinkly face that kind of lumber around and look like nobody's trouble to them. Yeah, okay, well, think again on that. Now, the Cane Corso, more active version of the bull mastiff, more of a gladiator, actually, more of a leaner and more for running and endurance, but still with that head and that jaw, and used by police. And the Dogo Argentino and the Cane Corso have a 700 PSI. So that's quite a bit more than the wolf, who was at 400, right? It's almost double. And the Kangal Shepherd is 743. But the thing is, this all has to be qualified by the fact that when the wolf, and again, I want to get this totally right, when the wolf is doing his takedown, when he really needs it, the wolf has 1,200 at his disposal. So even though his average bite is 400, which is less than the 500 of the Mastiff and the 700 of the Cane Corso and the 750 of the Kangal Shepherd, the 400 is just his average bite. When he wants to really, really bring down a deer, it's 1,200. And no dog can touch that. So that's a little bit about the wolf. They're iconic for Canadian wilderness. They're much beloved. I mean, it's my surname. I'm very attached to the wolf. I have framed photos of wolves in my house. But I'm also attached to the deer and the moose and the elk and the caribou that they eat. And the problem is, people have decided to kill the wolf to protect the caribou, even though the number one reason the caribou are so easily hunted by the wolf is us. We cleared too many pathways into the forest. That's all. It's us. We can reforest strongly and smartly and not have this happen. So on average, a pack will kill one large mammal every 10 days. And that's in a range of 50 to 300 square kilometers if they're not in a huge expanse like Canada and Alaska. So the average. What's happening now is there's no signs to justify that killing the wolves will help the caribou, which is who they're trying to protect. And yet they're doing it. There's been massive outcry from people, petitions, and it's clear that the majority of the population of Canada does not want this. The majority of BC residents and the majority of Alberta residents do not want aerial cull going on. And yet they just renewed it for another 5 years. So the reason the caribou are so endangered is from something called habitat fragmentation. So that's because we logged, mined, you know, took the oil or gas, explored corridors into the forest, which now the wolves find quite handy. So we just got to fix that. Conservation groups, animal advocacy groups, indigenous organizations really oppose the cull. And part of the reason is the way it's being done. Something called Judas wolves. So we're going to talk about that after the break. But don't forget our riddle question. What is this cocktail that we drink in Canada that has something to do with animal rescue? Okay, come back after the break to find out what you can do to help the wolves on Animal Party on Pet Life Radio.
Oh, sure. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. That's right. We are animals. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. We're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And so we're talking about the wolves. And I'm also asking you the riddle question. What is this cocktail drink that we drink in Canada, but places, other places don't seem to even know about? And it has something to do with animal rescue. What kind of animal do you think? That's the riddle today. All right, so there was public outcry and majority opposition to all this lethal removal of the wolves, but it doesn't matter. It's been renewed over and over again. And the way they're doing it is called the Judas Wolf, where they capture one, they put a radio collar on him. When he goes back to his family, they follow it with a helicopter and they shoot the whole family. How do you like that? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So the problems with this wolf call, according to the BCSPCA, is the studies supporting wolf control have flaws in their analyses. Restoring disrupted habitat features is the key, and you don't need to kill the wolves to do it. The Union of BC Indian Chiefs has called for an end to the wolf call program as well. There's a lot of papers on this, and the BCSPCA Chief Scientific Officer, Dr. Sarah Dubois, co-authored a study in 2013 that found the majority of wildlife professionals and the general public disagree with it on ethical grounds. So how can you help? Well, you can contact the Fur Bearers. They're a lobby group. You can contact your local MLA. You can support the Fur Bearers. You can support Raincoast Conservation Foundation. You can support Wolf Awareness. You can go to We Howl. These are all places you can go if you think you'd like to sign something or donate or find out more. There is a Canadian petition. If you're in Canada listening to me, the BCSPCA has circulated a petition, and I will put a link in the write-up here so you can just go to it. All right. I really hope you've learned a little bit about wolves and how wonderful they are. And they do keep the rat populations, the rodent populations down. They tend to take the weak, the slow, the unhealthy, so they help the herds in those ways. And when you take out the wolves in order to protect one species like caribou, you end up hurting other species. Like in other parts of BC, there's terrible overrun of deer. And the result is the deer have diseases and have to be culled by humans because of the diseases. And it's just like, you can't just take one animal out. That isn't the solution. Once you do that, then you, in places where they've done this before, you sometimes affect the vegetation in ways you didn't expect, because now the smaller animals can't reach the food because the bigger animals are around instead of being culled, and all kinds of things happen. So you really got to think this through. And I hope you all will support ending the wolf call. So before I end the show, I know you're always asking me for cat facts. Last week when I was doing the show, I usually close my studio door so the cats don't try to get my attention while I'm on the air. But last week I used it. I let one of my cats in. The one. Anybody who has several cats has one cat that just somehow has this sixth sense when it's time for medicine, has this sixth sense when it's time for flea products or going to the vet. And all of a sudden that cat's nowhere. Okay, I got a cat like that. She's a black cat called Xena, but she loves to bug me when I'm on the radio. She loves to jump up and rub against the microphone. And so I thought, all right, she knows it's radio day. I'm all set up. The office is ready. The studio's ready. Everything's turned on. She's going to go in there. So I left the door just to crack open, like, oopsie, you know. And sure enough, boom, she snuck in. I shut the door, started to do my show. And on the first commercial break, I got her with the flea medicine that she hates. And this week, the door is wide open and she's not coming in. So I don't think my trick will work twice. That's the problem when you have a smart cat. You have to constantly figure out new ways. Because as soon as I open it, the smell of it, or if I use it on another cat, she knows it's time. Or just the way, something about the way I'm looking at her. She just knows. Yes. So here's one more thing about cats that you might not know. Did you know they have a flexible spine? Flexible. Really flexible, not like ours at all. Not only is it flexible, But they can choose the length of their spine. Yeah, really. So if they want to fit into something tiny, they can condense themselves so their spine is condensed. That's the best way to explain it. And then if they want to reach something or stretch or leap or something that requires height, they can expand it. What an incredible creature. So the answer to today's riddle is the Bloody Caesar. Have you ever heard of a Bloody Caesar? Well, if you're in Canada, of course you have. And you're probably surprised to hear that outside of Canada, it's not commonplace, but it really isn't. A Bloody Caesar is a Bloody Mary, but instead of tomato juice, they use Clamato juice. So what does Clamato have to do with animal rescue? Are you with me? Oh yeah, I did it. Clamato is the name of an otter who was found and rescued and rehomed and can't be released to the wild. So Clamato has been sent to be a demonstration animal in another aquarium. So they now have room for more rescues in Vancouver. So that's the story. So if you like fishy things and you're ever in Canada, you should try Bloody Caesar. You might enjoy it. All right, everybody. That's the riddle of the day. Well, thanks for listening about the wolves, everybody. From Deb Wolf and Animal Party and Pet Life Radio, ciao, meow. Be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.